Welcome to the August 5th, 2015, 4 p.m. Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors meeting. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence. Thank you. Okay, up first is adoption of the agenda.
One note for the board, the presentation under item number 8 is deferred. We're waiting on some additional figures, so Mr. Sheridan will do that at one of the September meetings.
Outstanding. Need a motion?
So made.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adoption. County.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, the vote was Mrs. Booker is absent, and
yes,
there was a unanimous vote of 4-0.
Okay. County Administrator's report. Keep
yes,
it brief.
Sir. Just a few items, some good news items. Eagle Scout project was just finished at community garden, and you can see it's a great new picnic table with a shelter over the top of it. They'll be actually doing some more projects through the park to put some more of those in, but just really a nice facility, and different times of the day it's going to be a great place for some shade, especially in the heat of the day when the sun's up high. And they did a really nice job in that, thanks to Aaron Spitzer on staff who assisted in coordinating that and getting the projects done. And hopefully the Eagle Scouts and other scouts are planning more of those, which is great for us. Yep, very nice. I think it's just a really, looks like a high quality build, but just a really nice thing at, the garden, you're out there working in the hot sun. And
all volunteer work.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, indeed. Bobby was going to voluntarily clean your windows before
yes,
we get down to the meeting.
Yes, I can use it.
So. I notified you this the other day, but the formal news announcement came out today that the VACO Achievement Awards have been announced. Our Pleasant Grove Meadow Management Project actually received one of the awards. There were 92 submissions, and we're one of 34 localities that got an award, an achievement award from VACO. So they'll be coming to the September 2nd meeting to do that presentation, but also it'll be the presentation will be repeated at the VACO conference in November too. Jason Smith put that nomination together, but as you all know, there was a lot of work done on the Meadow Management Plan for the whole park. And lots of collaboration with community organizations, with organizations from around Central Virginia on that, and then a lot of great work with the kids when they brought all the first and second graders over there too as part of that showcase. So, nice award. The Fluvanna County Fair is coming up pretty soon. Remember, it's a cheap thing, not cheap, thrifty thing, value-added thing. It's only $2 admission. If you're under 3, it's free. And there are some nights where it's free for 18 and under on Thursdays, both the fair and the carnival. But you can see the fair and the carnival hours there, and lots of attractions this year. Besides the addition of the carnival, lots of fair attractions and things that have been added this year. The group has really worked hard to really make this a fair to be remembered, and it's growing and growing and growing. But a lot of fun stuff that's going to happen with this fair this year.
Do you have any flowers on that?
Yes, you want some?
Yes. When you get around to it, you know, I have not right
lobby of the building in that little stand or something. Maybe Jason, you can grab some.
You just want to show up for that wild wing, flame and wing challenge.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
But that one's going to be fun. So,
and Steve on the dumping water thing.
Oh, I'm already on that list, I think.
Yes.
This is what Jason told me, but I told him I was allergic to water. So.
I want to be on the hugging one that they had.
Yeah, we had that one before. That was fun.
That was fun.
You're charged with kissing booth?
Yeah.
And Mr. Weaver and I were pros at that last time.
Yes.
It'd be good. You can set a record.
The Charlottesville Investment Collaborative actually has some changes in rules to their microloan programs. Remember, we provide some loans, some money to them as seed money, but used to be just it was $5,000 that they would loan out for microloans for new businesses that had gone through the program. Excuse me. Now loans could be up to $35,000. And existing businesses can apply for a microloan even if they haven't gone through the workshop, as long as they meet certain criteria. But it's a nice way for small businesses to get some capital that they couldn't sometimes get from a bank, because a lot of times banks don't want to do the microloans. This is a great way for them to get that at a reasonable rate and a reasonable way to get some expansion for their business or growth.
Have we had a report on any of the successes here in Flavanna County that we've used money for?
No one from Flavanna County has gotten any of the money yet. No one's asked for it. So from CIC or from EDA.
Right.
So there was $80,000, $35,000 to one, $45,000 to the other. The EDA is actually considering, has been considering the last two meetings, and they'll be deciding at the October meeting?
Yes.
October meeting. Yeah, whether they want to recommend returning the $45,000 that went to them back to the county. Right. But they'll decide or come back with a proposal on another way to use it for business support. But the CIC, I'm pretty sure that money will be used. It's only for Flavanna businesses. It just hasn't been applied for yet. The change in the specifications now may make it easier for somebody. Maybe they need $15,000 and you can't get it. It was only $5,000 before.
But I think we need follow-ups on those when we do have them to see how well they work.
When they do get the money, yes.
Yes, when they do get the money.
Absolutely, sir. Yeah. Okay. The fifth annual wine festival that's sponsored by the Chamber is Saturday, September 26th at Pleasant Grove. And the Chamber's annual guide, the new one, is out now. It's available at the Chamber office or various locations around the county. Plus, you can tap into it electronically on the Chamber website. But the guide is a really nice publication, and the electronic version is great. It's really good for realtors to use with prospective clients that are trying to locate here, because it's got a lot of great information about services all around the county, from both government services and the community side, business side. And the Virginia sales tax holiday, remember, this is a new combined holiday, tax holiday. It's coming up this weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so it includes school supplies, emergency and energy efficient items, and then clothing and footwear. So if you've got kids in school, this is a good time to go shopping this weekend. Unfortunately, my daughter already did hers last weekend, so I guess I should have told her about it sooner. Anyway, the Flavanna Leadership Development Program also kicks off again in September, class number 13. And registration is open until the end of August. And the tuition for the class is $35, but it's a great class, well worth your time. And so if anybody's interested, they can just go onto the county website to find it, or write directly to the Flavanna Leadership website and sign up for that class. It runs from September through March. And remember, two meetings in September, back to your regular schedule. So you've got your regular 4 o'clock meeting September 2nd. On Wednesday, September 16th, I would propose to do a 4 o'clock work session on water, growth, development, business, because there's some developments I'll get with you later on. But we really need to do some upbriefs and have some hearty discussions on a variety of things we're going to have to take action on fairly soon. So I'd like to do a work session at 4 o'clock for the September 16th meeting, if the board is amenable.
There's no 7 p.m. meeting on...
No. The only time you have your 7 p.m. meeting where you have both on one day is if you've got your August meeting like now, or if you've got a work session, and we do normally do the work sessions at 4 o'clock before the 7 o'clock meetings.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. And that's all I have. Any questions I can answer for the board?
Nope.
Board Supervisors updates, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Catfish. Had a great time in Florida. Sorry. Have I been going to Florida?
That's good news.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Not today.
Only thing I have to add is the triad signings. Yesterday here at the courthouse, the place was full.
It was on TV and all.
Yeah. Quite a nice ceremony.
Did you see me?
No, I didn't see you.
Then it wasn't worth watching.
I know.
It was well attended, and it's a really good program for seniors. And I learned that we're vintage, we're not seniors, Don.
Yeah, vintage Virginians, as they said.
They can't call us seniors anymore.
It's sort of,
it's,
and the lady who did the national anthem was spectacularly good. Acapella, she did really good.
I'm glad we didn't mix that up. I did the Pledge of Allegiance, and I thought I was doing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And I make Roseanne Barr sound good.
Did you?
No, I would.
Wow. Small so, miracles.
Oh my God, it's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me just note. when talking about vintage, any wine of my vintage is better used for salad dressing.
It's vinegar. All right. I promise this would be a quick meeting, so we're going to move right on. Get on to public comments, and I hope I hear some. Anyone want to speak? You have 38 seconds, and please say your name, address, and if you have any time left to that, you can say whatever you want.
This is not Green County.
Oh, that's right. This is Fluvano. You have 5 minutes, and you can say anything you want to me.
You don't have to sign in, and you don't have to tell me.
You don't have to sign in, and you can be mean.
You don't have to tell them what you're going to talk about either.
No, and you can be blunt and say exactly what
you just can't talk about the public hearings. Right. Because there's a separate time for that.
Yeah. Nothing? Ouch. I didn't get used to that.
It is going down.
Yeah. There are no public hearings. There's two scheduled for 7 p.m., and I would hope that everyone hangs around for those, including staff. I would expect you to hang around for those. Action matters. Budget FY 15 budget amendment. Mr. Eric Dahl, Finance Director.
Members of the board, I have before you the FY 15 budget amendment related to the refundings of the courthouse and library. This was a budget amendment greater than 1% of the county's FY 15 budget. So because of that, we had to have a public hearing for this budget amendment. We had the public hearing at the July 15th meeting. And just due to some additional information that was required from the board, I'm bringing it back to you just to recap, and then any additional questions or any information that you may have, hopefully I've answered it in this brief. Again, as I said, this is a budget amendment greater than 1%. We had the public hearing for it at the last meeting, July 15th. The proposed budget amendment will increase the FY 15 budget by $3,690,100. Prior to the board's decision on this budget amendment, the amended budget was $81,430,479, and assuming this amendment is approved, the amended FY 15 budget would be $85,120,579. This budget amendment will increase revenues and expenditures. It's basically to take an account for the revenues that we received in from the debt proceeds, and then the expenditures that went out to pay for the debt that was paid off. This slide shows the payment of the bonds and then the cost of issuance that was associated with each one of those debts for the 2005 and 2006 series. And again, like I said, it's an in and out of revenues and expenditures regarding this amendment. Savings and debt details. So regarding the refunding results when this occurred, just as a recap, we had net present value savings of the courthouse bond of $117,822 or 6.72%. The big thing with the courthouse bond, there was a $750,000 balloon payment in 2026. And then regarding the Series 2006 library bond, we had net present value savings of $217,712. Or 12.24%, and per the county's debt policy, any net present value savings above 3% is recommended to proceed. We did both of these, one to obviously achieve interest and long-term debt savings, as well as kind of flatten out that balloon payment in 2026. And we did all this while still keeping our amortization period the same. And because of that big balloon payment, which was pretty hefty, we also kept our debt service. Basically, it's a neutral thing as far as debt payments for the rest of the years.
So this is 20 years, and we will have it paid off. Yeah, 20 years and 26.
Yeah, in 2026.
We'll show you the chart.
Yeah, in 2026, the courthouse bond. I think it's 2022 for the library bond. I'll show you a slide for that. And again, this refunded the debt for the 2005 and 2006, and those were the original principal amounts of each, and it's being replaced with $3.5 million of the Series 2014 VRA debt. And regarding the refunding results, so first column shows the debt service payment dates. Second column shows what the prior debt service was. This one's a little different because we did have some unexpended debt service payments in 2015 that, since we hadn't paid any debt service on that yet, it was recommended from the financial advisors to apply that amount towards this payoff as an equity contribution, and that represents the $181,945 and change. So as you see, prior debt service was $2,068,336, and after the refunding, the refunding debt service payments is going to be $1,760,000. So this was for the library, and you see this debt retires in 2022.
And it would have extended if we didn't get a refinance.
Well, no, this one was going to go till 2022, but it was just, this was
just the savings because of the interest rate.
Correct.
And this one.
Okay, and it'll balloon.
No, well, no, the balloon's on the other one. I'll show you the next one.
And we're still paying it off in 22, but this one didn't have any balloon payments. Right. It was just a better interest rate.
Yeah. And so, and like I said, I don't have the exact figures right in front of me, but the interest rates on both of those were in the low 4% range. We're in, you know, roughly the 2.5% range on those. Regarding the courthouse, this was, if you look down on 12/31/2025 at the bottom of the page, there was a $750,000 balloon payment on this. And like I said, with interest savings and smoothing out the balloon payment, we're going to see the gross savings was $302,000.
But still paid off in the same period.
Still paid off the same period.
Just we didn't smooth out the payment.
So that the balloon payment of over $800,000, it will not exist, as you
correct.
Said.
It does not exist. Yeah. If you see in which I guess would be column three, the refunding debt service column. Our debt service is going to be pretty much level every single fiscal year from now until
2025. We'll pay 180
84,000 roughly.
And what would we have paid if we
751?
That's the balloon payment.
Well, no, we were paying right around 165 before, but when you take
okay, so you go on up to 184.
When you take the net, of both of them. So
they were running 160 or so a year.
Yes.
Okay. The new ones are running 150 to 180 in that range, but these two have to be added together.
So for this one,
payments are higher, but spread out over the same period.
Yes. That's.
So for this one, Mr. Weaver, on an annual basis, on a fiscal year basis, our debt service went up a little bit on this
right,
one.
That's what I was
but thinking. But we lost the balloon payment, whereas on the other one for the 2006 series, we had savings. So, it's a net wash for the county.
And these are the same exact figures you saw last fall when you approved these refinancings. Again, this is just a housekeeping item to be able to document the budget change that was greater than 1%.
But I guess the thing that seems odd to me is you say the revenue and expenses are supposed to equal each other. And we're talking about over $3 million going to be added onto the budget. Literally, we had no more expenses. Expenses are basically the same with the exception of maybe $12,000 or $15,000.
But we did. Because we took in the revenue, but we had to pay off debt at the same time. So that's an expense going out. Now, granted, it's an in and out. It's a wash. But it's still an expenditure going out.
It really makes quite an aberration in the budget to appear from the public, the appearance from the public.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the general fund budget at all.
No, it doesn't change it.
This is, it's just a...
Did you check out the high school?
Yep.
And did they have that added?
Yes, there was action.
So you did a public hearing at the same time.
So that budget would have been well over $100 million that year.
Correct.
Yeah, you did a public hearing at that time. Now, I'm not sure that they displayed it the same way because this is what's in the minutes. You did a public hearing for a budget supplement for that for the high school debt.
Right.
But it's not worded the same way we worded it. Today, we worded it as a budget amendment.
To the budget?
added onto the capital budget, yes, and it's in the CAFR, yes.
In the CAFR, it's reflected as an amended amount.
Yes, the total budget then would have been well over $100 million.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And same thing with Ms. Horlocker, when we did the high school refunding in 2012, we did a public hearing for that as well, and it was the same thing.
Right. Thanks a lot for that research. Yep. I appreciate it.
And then if the board has any other questions, I've got the motion for the budget amendment in front of you.
Anybody else? No other questions?
You ready?
All set for the motion.
I move the Board of Supervisors approve the FY15 capital budget amendment of $3,690,100 to reflect refinancing of bonds and increasing the FY15 amended budget to $85,120,579.
Second.
Second by Mr. O'Brien. Motion by Mr. Sheridan. By Mr. Weaver. Yes. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Chair says aye. That's 4-0. Ms. Booker is absent. Motion carries.
Very good.
Thank you.
Action matter P is FY16 Social Service New Eligibility Worker Allocation Supplemental Appropriation. Kim Mabey, Director of Social Services.
Good evening, Board.
Hello.
Hi.
I am here with two budget requests. The first one is...
Can you cover?
No, I was just, I didn't know. Did you have the PowerPoint? Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't get one. But in either case, both of the motions explain what both of them are. So.
Right, okay. I'm sorry you didn't have this.
That's all right. Just give a brief synopsis.
Okay. The first request is... this year, the General Assembly approved $5.6 million for new local benefits workers across the state because local agencies across the whole state are really struggling and keeping up with Medicaid applications and renewals. So the Virginia Department of Social Services took this amount of money and allocated it to all the local agencies, depending on their sizes and caseloads. So out of the $5.6 million, Fluvanna Social Services was allocated $15,000, which $12,675 is federal and state funds, which and a $2,325 local match. And this is a permanent allocation to the budget, which carries on from year to year. And they must be used for additional full and part-time benefit staff or to pay comp time to benefit staff. And there's different options of how the money can be used. The first one is what the department recommends. And this is to increase the social services budget by $12,675 to allow social services to hire an additional part-time benefits program specialist. And we feel that we can find the local match in our own budget, so we're not asking for any additional county funds. The second option is...
You want to take care of the first one?
Start reading.
Oh. I move to approve the FY16 supplemental appropriation of $12,675 from state and federal funds to the FY16 social services budget to fund a new part-time benefit specialist position to aid with Medicaid backlog and with $2,325 in matching funds to come from the existing FY16 social services budget.
Rob, second.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Sheridan, seconded by Mr. O'Brien. No discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Mrs. Booker is not in attendance, so it's 4-0. On to the next one.
So second request.
Just say read it.
March on.
We don't have to approve anything. It's not coming out of the budget.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I move the Board of Supervisors approve the FY16 supplemental appropriation of $13,545 from one-time state and federal funds to the fiscal year 16 services budget for additional overtime through October 9, 2015 to assist with the current Medicaid backlog.
Motion made by Mr. O'Brien. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Weaver. There's no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Mrs. Weaver is not in attendance.
Mrs. Weaver.
Mrs. Booker.
There's going to be some talk now.
Mrs. Booker.
Are you telling on me or something?
Mr. Weaver, Mrs. Booker.
Mrs. Booker is not in attendance.
Thank you.
That took care of two of those. Okay.
Good afternoon.
How'd you know I was not going to pass up on you and just pass you by? This is a reclassification of a maintenance position. Ms. Gail Parrish, Human Resources Manager at large.
We have recently had one of our employees retire. And it was the maintenance engineer technician position. And best practice is always take a look at the position. Does the job duties still require what is needed at that time when it's open? We reevaluate it. And due to a lot of the aging that facilities and ongoing preventative maintenance that is needed, the skill level for this position needed to be raised. We need somebody that can go in and actually make a little bit higher level of repairs and maintenance and also be able to make advice on how to repair appropriately some of the and what to do to keep the buildings in good shape. Am I saying this right? Okay. When we looked at the skill levels and what that type of pay is for in the Central Virginia area, it was higher than what our range for the current position is. So we're asking to reclassify the position and to bring it up to a slightly higher pay range that would meet and allow us to get somebody with the skill level
and
knowledge.
You have a slide for that pay range?
Well, these are the comparatives of the two different, the new position and the current position and the essential functions.
Well, what's the money difference?
It's about $2,800 difference.
Maximum.
That would be for the hiring range entry.
I know there's a minimum and maximum.
Yeah. We always work off the minimums.
So that's $2,300 on the minimum.
$2,800
on the, and where does the maximum go?
Well, the maximums.
The way when we hire is we if the person meets the essential, the basic
they start
entry,
at the minimum.
They start at the minimum.
But if they're
and the max
qualified.
We can go is 15% up.
But you're asking what the difference is between a grade 12 and a grade 9 at the high end of each grade, correct?
But they would never get, yeah, they're right. Not at the high grade. We couldn't hire them at that. The hiring end would be.
I'll show you right.
In theory, you could hire
them. If they were highly qualified.
We've never hired anyone, even at the midline.
What you're asking is what the difference could be if you hire the person and they stay here and max out the grade.
I'll show you.
We think alike.
Well, we have them.
Okay, so if you look, if you just look here.
That's dangerous.
So the minimum, mid, and max.
Right.
And if you look at, there's 9. That's what it is currently.
About 6.
And 12. It's $2,800 difference between there.
That's a 9.
And it's $9,000 difference between the high end.
That's just what I was getting.
Right.
Yeah, that's just on the high end. Generally, you don't look any higher than the minimum and what you would normally bring in at the max. And it's usually
9 to 12, right.
We don't bring in higher than 15%. It's very unusual.
It's
if somebody came in more than 15% above.
I'm sorry. It is on the scale. Yes, it is. It's $2,800 difference between the current employee's salary. So
it's for the budget.
At a baseline, it would cost $2,800 more than what the budget has in it now. You're right. I'm sorry.
I got it. I just wanted to know that high end. Thanks.
It takes better care of just one air conditioning unit.
Well, it does make a big difference in that. But, I mean, whether it's working on some of the new AC units or whether it's just doing regular electronic maintenance or equipment maintenance or carpentry work or whatever, we need a skill set that is more costly than what the original PD showed. This position description. Where did it go? This position description just shows this is what the specifications were for that job.
Right.
This is the new specifications.
Right.
And there are more because they're more detailed, but it's the type of specifications, type of work, the type of skill set we would expect. We're not hiring, what's the first entry level?
Like a premise?
No, premise. We're not hiring a premise, we're trying to hire a journeyman.
Since we haven't advertised it yet and we don't know who we're going to interview, if you'll notice, it lists some of the skills that you want. And then I think the fourth item down on that is probably one of the more important ones. Applies advanced skills in at least one area of specialty. So if we get an expert carpentry, then we end up standing to save money on our carpentry needs. We might not necessarily save it on the HVAC end, but if we get an HVAC tech, we would expect to be able to make fewer calls to our contractor and do more of those repairs in-house. So we won't really know what areas you'd be saving
until you do
on contractors until we figure out who the person is that we're going to hire. But we do expect there to be some savings. And I would predict that you're probably going to save in contract costs, at least as much as the increase in the salary that you're looking at.
And you may find that you will attract someone who has significant experience and they're a little older, maybe later in their career, because they'll be able to get into a government system where if they work for the state of Virginia through our county for 5 years, they would be vested in the VRS system, and maybe they were a private employer or a private contractor of their whole career. So you may get someone with significant skills still in the same pay range.
There's also the possibility that there might be somebody who's in a position where they've worked, say, in the UVA system, but they live out closer this way, and they might be, as he said, older, nearing the end, that they're already in the VRA system or something, and they just want a job closer to home. They could come in with these skill sets, have a job that's closer, and may pay a little bit less. I mean, we actually hired somebody like that already. My deputy public works director is out of the UVA system, and he essentially left UVA just because he wanted something that was closer to home. He's making less money, but he's got the same skill sets that he had when he was working for the facilities department at UVA.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I didn't mean to target UVA. It could be from anywhere.
I got you.
Great importer.
That's okay. I'm going to.
Do we have any more discussion, any questions? If not, is there a motion?
I move to reclassify the maintenance energy technician position to classification 31-9, pay band 9 to facilities maintenance specialist position, classification 31-81, pay band 12, and to transfer $2,800 from FY16 personnel contingency to the FY16 facilities personnel budget.
Second. Motion made by Mr. Sheridan, seconded by Mr. O'Brien. Any further discussion? I don't hear any. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. For the good of the rest of the meeting, Mrs. Booker is not here tonight.
Indeed.
And I won't make another mistake.
She is noted.
No, she isn't.
How about Mrs. Weaver? Is she here? She's not here either?
I'm not even going there. Motion carries. Appointment of Economic Development Authority, EDA, Mr. Stephen Nichols.
And I think this is just a reappointment. Mr. Nunziato would like to be reappointed to the EDA, and he's the only candidate for this position. And
Daniel Nunziato. To reappoint Mr. Nunziato to the Economic Development Authority with the term begins September 1st, 2015, and terminate August 31st, 2019.
Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Sheridan. Motion made by Mr. O'Brien. I hear no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0. Appointment of Fuvena Partnership on the Aging Committee. Steve Nichols.
Yeah, this one, I hate to, really hate to keep bugging you with these, but what we've done over these last two or three motions is realign people to voting districts, because some people move, mm-hmm. some people resign, and we're trying to line people up in the most difficult positions to fill, that's the voting districts one, so that then the ones that are open are the at-large ones, because they're easier to fill, because you've got a bigger pool. So all we've done is just do one more move to move Ms. Foreman into the Palmyra district, which is where she lives now, such, and replacing Bobby Gallo, such that now the at-large position is the vacant one. So.
And where's Mrs. Gallo going?
Mrs. Gallo resigned with family things that she needed to take care of. She just wasn't able to carry out her duties. So you'll have the at-large position vacant there, and then Fork Union still.
Why couldn't we give Mrs. Foreman the at-large position?
She was in the at-large.
Right.
But she lives in the Palmyra district.
She's my neighbor.
Yes. It's harder to get a district person than it is to get an at-large person, because you've got a 26,000 person pool to draw gotcha. From for at-large.
So makes sense.
Because she lives in the district, she wanted to represent the district, but that makes sense because it's easier to get an at-large anyway.
You just right. don't have Palmyra district.
We have a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry, because yeah. she's listed up above. Right, yeah. These are the other positions. Sorry. There you go.
Ready for your motion?
I move to appoint Deborah Foreman to the Palmyra District position on the Cleveland Partnership for Aging Committee, replacing Bobby Gallo. The term to begin immediately and to terminate December 31st, 2017.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Sheridan, second by Mr. Weaver. No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0.
Mrs. Weaver's still not here.
Absolutely. Thank you. Consent agenda, which consists of the minutes of July 15th and FY15 aid to localities funding for the fire department. Anyone want to pull either U or V? If not, I need a motion.
So, man, I move to approve the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Weaver. Motion made by Mr. O'Brien. I hear no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I would Chair. Like, excuse me.
No, that's sure. fine, sir.
I would like to say something about the minutes. The minutes really are an item for action, basically. And it seems to me sometimes that we get a little carried away, you know, and I wonder sometimes if maybe some things in the future could be eliminated that really doesn't have anything to do with actions. More comments. I don't know how the board feels about it, but they're supposed to be basically for setting up.
You wouldn't want them in the consent agenda?
Oh, yeah, on the consent agenda is fine. I'm just saying the minutes themselves, though, they're for action matters. Minutes are,
no,
basically.
Sir.
And there's a lot
no,
of other
no,
things.
Sir. The action report
yeah.
records actions for the county.
Right.
Because there's two different reports. There's an action report. The minutes record the documentation of the meeting.
Okay.
Because there's a separate, we don't pull it in here because it lists the actual votes that you've taken on anything or presentations or no actions taken. So it's a much more brief version of this. The minutes are to document the content of the discussion, I mean the conduct of the meeting.
Yeah.
So, okay. But, and maybe this, well, I can't pull it up right this second, but, Here's what it looks like, Mr. Weaver. So this is from the 15th, from that same meeting, this is what the action report looks like that's posted on the county website. Oh, so it shows okay. each agenda item and what the action was, but they're much more brief.
Yes.
And they're very easy to go
thinking about.
Yeah, very easy to go through, very simple. Uh-huh. And that's where I search when I'm trying to find old historical
okay.
things. Then I go to the minutes to look at the details.
Okay.
So every board meeting has an action report like this, and at the bottom is any board tasks or directives that are outside of your normal votes.
Okay.
So you've got those. Okay. Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Anyway, just to be clear, that was a 4-0 vote on the consent agenda, and that'll do that. There's any unfinished business, anybody? I just wanted to clear up one question and statement that I read recently that it was stated by Mr. Payne that it was illegal to use the insurance-only option, and that's not true. I discussed that with the county attorney. He never made that statement, and I just want to make that clear, that that's totally false, that statement. It was legal to do it, just we just had to go through a 30 to 60 or possibly longer process of being signed off on in order to just carry out.
Requires an OIG determination from the Health and Human Services.
Right. So that being clear, no further unfinished business. Any new business? Anyone want to bring up any new business?
I would think that as much extra time we have now, there's surely some county business that's been lingering on that maybe we should look at. This is a good time to do it.
As long as it's not something we had to put on the agenda.
Yeah, right. I mean, but you can discuss some sorts of boards or any other activity in the county that's going on that might be beneficial and we won't have to go over it in the future.
You want to get the park naming out of the way?
Not hardly.
You want to stay non-controversial, but you want to discuss something?
Well, that's not scheduled for this meeting anyway.
I know.
It's supposed to be September.
I know.
We want the full board there, don't we?
I don't know.
I think since it's the chairwoman's motion, I respect her.
That was in light. I would never do that.
Just out of respect.
Yeah. I mean, if the chair was somebody else, I might do it.
Well, it's not on the agenda. So,
Yeah.
And that is business.
That would be something that
we'd advertise.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. That was in jest.
You were just joking.
Thank you.
The staff doesn't have anything for today that we need you to work on or talk about. That it is really important for that September 16th work session, but I'll give you some information later on and why we want to do that. But none of the department heads have anything that would be substantive that you could talk about, but we'll be glad to answer any questions on any topic.
I do want just to touch on one thing because I haven't made it talk to anybody else about it. I spent some time with the sheriff and animal control individually and went out and did some discussions with folks in the subdivisions in my district. And after all of that and after discussions with dog owners and people in the neighborhoods and animal control and the sheriff, it was deemed that there was no need at this time for to put any teeth in another ordinance. Animal control didn't feel that it was necessary, that they could deal with things as they are at right now. My concern was not giving them a gun, no bullets, and they didn't feel they were in that position. So I'm not going to do a presentation on test cases as far as barking dog ordinances go, and we'll leave that ride for a little while, see how animal control does in the future, in 6 months maybe from now, and there's no sense putting another ordinance in place that's not going to be in no need for it.
I'd like to get an opinion from another animal control division. One of the people who lives in my district is animal control in Ellsworth.
Okay.
And he said that if somebody had questions about that, he would love to talk to them.
Okay, maybe I'll do that because
I've talked to him myself.
Yeah.
And I told him this issue was coming up. This is a month or two ago that I talked to him. And he said he would be glad to attend the meeting and comment just as a Fluvanna citizen.
Correct. Yeah. That's what he said to me.
The thrust of his comments to me was that he would not recommend such an ordinance.
Maybe that's, so that echoes what...
It was not effective, yeah.
Right.
It was not effective.
So that sort of echoes all the information I had.
And that's what he approached me in church one day.
Yeah. I just didn't want this to... people to wonder it died a death. I did do a lot of work on it, and I just haven't had a chance to discuss it with
the... if the resident who was complaining about the incessant dog barking had any resolution?
There has been resolution.
To that.
In the three that I had discussed in the in prior. And that's the reason. There's literally been no complaints for the past 6 months. So doing anything...
Well, there was one from about a month and a half ago.
I'm not sure.
It came in under 2 cents or something like that.
Oh, may have. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
But anyway, there wasn't enough complaints. So...
Well, if we have dinner available to us.
Yeah, so we're gonna go into closed session at this time, and well, Mr. Weaver.
Public comments first.
Oh, public comments. There's got to be someone who wants to talk. This is not Greene County. So, any Fluvanna County, we welcome any and all comments, as long as they're refreshing and positive. And enlightening. And
I'm gonna go get that T-shirt.
I know. Yeah, that's it. We'll go into that way. And enlightening. Anyone want to speak? No one in the peanut gallery.
Said somebody talk for 5 minutes. I can call in now.
Do you notice how fast this went? Because I'm not talking tonight.
The only peanut right here is you. Come on, hit the hammer.
Okay, so hammer.
And just before you go to closed session and dinner recess, just one question I forgot to ask.
No.
You may have seen this in the news. The governor's office is asking for all Virginia localities to create a local artisan-created tree ornament to decorate the tree at the executive mansion this year. They do specifically do not want children's-type decorations because they're going to use that as a theme some other year. Albemarle County put it out to local artisans, ask if somebody wanted to design it. I really don't want to do too much work on this. Anybody have any idea how to do this simply without having a big contest and voting?
This would involve children, but it would be much better.
They won't accept it.
At the high school level.
Yeah, but
it specifically says that please refrain from children's ornaments, as that may be a treat.
I would pass this on.
Children's ornaments, I think they're talking about elementary school grade.
I'd pass this on to Parks and Rec, maybe a senior project.
Well,
a vintage project.
You don't want to take up a lot of time on it either.
No.
We could get involved and have a contest and get the whole county involved. You know, we'd never make it but Christmas.
No, I really don't want to do that, but... I just didn't know if anybody had any. I mean, I'll gladly give it to Parks and Rec, and we can certainly talk to the high school art teacher to see if the...
That would be my suggestion.
As long as it's not a kid thing, I think that would be acceptable.
All right.
See, I think they're referring to kids as 12 and up.
Yeah, probably. Okay, good, thanks.
All right, Mr. Weaver.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Fluvanna
County... Does that sound good?
Board of Supervisors enter into a closed meeting pursuant to the provisions... of Section 2.2-371183, Section 2.2-371186, Section 2.2-371187 of the Code of Virginia 1950 as amended for the purpose of discussing real estate, investment of funds, and legal matters.
There's a lot of reasons why you should never die, and that's one of them, because no one else could do that.
I know it.
Second.
I think we have somebody that's lined up for this, though. You know, I think somebody's going to volunteer, sure.
I don't think so, but anyway, we got a second. And
he can memorize all this, so he'd like to memorize it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0. Mrs. Booker is not here.
Oh, you got it right.
In the closed session.
Yeah, you the man.
All right. They fess up, they lied.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do this.
Are you on, Kelly?
We're on.
Okay.
Ready? Mr. Chairman, I move the closed meeting be adjourned and the Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors convene again in open session. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors does hereby certify that the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Section 2.2-3711-A of the Code of Virginia 1950 as amended, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the meeting, a second and a recorded vote needed.
Second by Mr. Sheridan.
Aye.
4 ayes, Mrs. Booker not present. Next, we need individual vote.
No.
All right, now we need motion to take a break for
adjourn to 7 o'clock.
Till
7 p.m.
Adjourn to 7 o'clock.
Well, second? Yeah, this meeting, yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4 ayes. Back in session.
Okay, get serious.
All right. Next up is public hearing number ZMP 15-04. Mr. Danzy and Steve Tugler.
Thank you, Mr. Olenbrook, members of the board. This is with two items, and one is ZMP 1504 and SUP 1504. Mr. George Danzy is requesting to rezone 1.95 acres of his property from R1 to A1. It's tax map 36, section 1, parcel 1. It was rezoned to R1 back in the 70s when zoning came to the county, and it's in the rural residential planning area. Currently has his dwelling and a few accessory dwelling buildings on the property. This is the whole parcel. There is a approximate 300-foot strip along Route 6 that was rezoned back in the 70s, and he would like to go ahead and rezone it back to A1 and get a special use permit so they can operate a small restaurant, specifically a bakery. This is the aerial image, and his house is, I think, about right here, and the bakery would be about here. So pretty close to Route 6. Majority of the property is agricultural. So this is the survey that he had prepared, and shows you the 1.95 acres. It would make the entire parcel A1. Couple of photographs for the board. This is the building, and according to Mr. Danzy, it's been used as commercial since the 1940s. Businesses.
Yeah.
I got ready to ask.
You'll see it from the front here in a second.
But never as this type of use. So that's why he's applying for the SUP. This is a photo looking west towards the town of Scottsville. He's made a lot of repairs and improvements to it within the existing footprint. It's very, very nice, nice little building. So again, it is to rezone 1.95 acres. It's tax map 36, section 1, parcel 1, and it's from R1 back to A1. And he's applying simultaneously for his special use permit in conjunction with this rezoning. A1 does allow small restaurants under 2,000 square feet by SUP, and the comprehensive plan considers this an area that is intended to conserve open space but limit commercial development. And some small commercial development is allowed and encouraged in this district, and it would serve the members of the community. So it appears to be in compliance with the intent of the comprehensive plan, and it's small scale. The Planning Commission considered this request back on July 22nd at their regular meeting and did recommend approval 4-0. And with that, the board should consider how the request does or doesn't align with the goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan. And with that, I have the motion before you, and Mr. Danzy is here tonight also.
Mr. Chairman, notice there are two separate actions. One is the rezoning, and the other one is the special use permit.
Okay. So we should take up the rezoning first.
You do the top one first.
Yes, you should, but I think it would not be inappropriate to go ahead and hear both of them together, but you need to take action separately.
Right.
Sure, vote on the two items.
Right. Want to go on with the next one? And
That's it.
That's it? You covered everything?
Yes, sir.
Any discussion, any questions?
There are conditions of approval for the, special use permit that are there in the statute.
Mm-hmm.
So you have five conditions.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Should be seven in your staff report.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at the wrong one.
It's on the on the screen.
I got them right here. Yep.
So there's the seven on the screen.
Make sure there's room enough for a little orange driver's head car to get it done.
It's an awful long ways from school.
We got to drive for an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Two motions.
You do need
any discussion?
Well, you do need to open the public hearing.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah. You do need to open the public hearing.
Open for public comment. Closed. Any discussion?
No, I was down there several days ago, and they're certainly doing a lot of work. Really looks nice there, and I think that'll be very good for the community. So certainly whenever this board's ready, I'll be ready to make a motion for this.
Mr. Chairman, can I just make one comment, sort of historical comment? I believe I remember when this was strip was rezoned, and it's always impressed me as being kind of an anomaly, because I think it's exactly 300 feet wide. It's a strip that just runs along Route 6. This is the kind of case that illustrates why that isn't necessarily a good idea. And this, to my mind, this zoning makes a lot more sense in that area than an arbitrary 300-foot strip of residential would.
Right.
So I would say if you approve this, you're kind of headed in the right direction.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Supervisors approve ZMP 1504 of the attached ordinance for ZMP 1504, a request to amend the Fluvanna County zoning map with respect to approximately 1.95 acres of the tax map 36, section 1, partial 1, to amend the same from R1 residential limited to A1 agriculture general.
Motion from Mr. Weaver is a second.
Second
by Mr. Sheridan. Any more discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Mrs. Weaver is not present. Mr. O'Brien is not present. Vote is 3-0.
Mrs. Booker.
Mr. Did I screw that up again?
Yeah, you did. It's the second time, Mr. Weaver.
Mr. Olmberg, you're not even being consistent.
Okay.
I'm a vintage citizen.
Are we ready for the second one?
Yeah, go on.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Supervisors approve SUP 1504, a request for a special use permit to allow for a small restaurant with respect to approximately 1.95 acres of tax map 36, section 1, partial 1, subject to seven conditions listed in the staff report.
I have a motion from Mr. Weaver. Second from Mr. Sheridan. Any discussion? No discussion.
None.
Chair votes aye. Mr. O'Brien and Mrs. Booker are absent. Votes 3-0. It carries. On with your bread making.
8 minutes we did it, say.
Thank you very much, and thanks for opening the business, and yes. The best of luck to you, and I'll be down to buy some bread.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care, folks.
Tell Wyatt hello.
Tell Wyatt I will.
Tell him I'm looking for him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to...
So made.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.